trumpet and loud let it ring, Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing, Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Before we study this lesson, let us bow our heads reverently in a word of prayer.
在我们开始研究之前，请各位恭敬地低下头来，我们一同祷告。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你再给我们这样的好机会研究你的圣经，求主特别祝福每一位听众，使他们可以明了今天所研究的这个重要的题目。愿天父上帝赐福于他们，使他们可以知道圣经就是他们生活的指南。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Let us turn in our books to page 28.
请翻开各位的书到第28页。
Lesson number 9.
第九课。
And the subject is What think ye of Christ?
我们的题目是论到基督，你们的意见如何？
Now that is a quotation from the Old English Bible. It means, what do you think of Jesus Christ? Ye is you in modern English. The Pharisees were a sect among the ancient Jews.
法利赛人是犹太人古代犹太人的一种教派，
who held strictly to the traditions and ceremonies of the elders.
这些人是严格的遵守祖先的遗传和译文。
The common people esteemed them highly.
普通的百姓呢，是非常的尊重他们。
To esteem is to look upon them, they showed respect for them highly for their apparent piety.
主要的是因为他们有外表的敬虔。
They appeared to be very pious, we say, and for their knowledge of the scriptures.
同时也因为他们是非常的熟悉圣经。
Once Christ asked the Pharisees a question.
有一次耶稣向法利赛人发了一个问题，
Which is recorded in Matthew 22:42.
那么这个问题是记载在马太福音第22章42节。
What think ye of Christ?
论到基督，你们的意见如何？
Or what do you think of Christ? Whose son is he?
他是谁的子孙呢？
They say unto him,
他们回答说，
The son of David.
是大卫的子孙。
It is true,
不错,
that Jesus Christ was the descendant of the ancient Jewish king David.
耶稣基督是古代犹太君王大卫的子孙。
Christ's father was Joseph.
基督的父亲是约瑟。
In Luke 2:4, we are told that Joseph was of the house and family of David.
在路加福音二章四节里头，我们就晓得约瑟是属于大卫一族的。
Christ repeatedly referred to himself as the son of man.
基督再三地论到他自己是人子。
But Christ was more than the son of man.
但是基督不仅是人子而已。
He was the son of God.
他乃是上帝的儿子。
And it was this answer which he had hoped to receive from his listeners.
这就是他希望从他的听众里头得到的回答。
In no uncertain words.
那么耶稣基督以非常肯定的话语说，
For this means in very certain words, Christ claimed divinity.
用这种肯定的语气来声明他具有神性。
Or he claimed to be divine. Notice the following words he spoke.
请注意他下面所说的话。
John 10:36.
约翰十章三十六节。
He said, I am the Son of God.
他说我是上帝的儿子。
John 8:58.
约翰八章五十八节
said, Before Abraham was, I am.
还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
In other words, he professed to exist even before the time of Abraham.
换一句话说，他是表示他在亚伯拉罕以前就已经存在了。
Abraham lived in B.C. 1800.
亚伯拉罕在世的时候是在主前1800年。
I am the living bread.
我就是生命的粮。
Which came down from heaven.
是从天上降下来的。
John 6:51.
约翰六章五十一节。
And in John 10:30 we read.
在约翰十章三十节说。
I and my Father are one.
我与父原为一。
John 10:38.
约翰十章三十八节。
The Father is in me.
父在我里面。
And I in him.
我也在父里面。
Then in John 14:9.
还有约翰十四章九节。
He that hath seen me hath seen the Father.
人看见了我就是看见了父。
For he who has seen me has seen the Father. John 14:6.
约翰十四章六节。
No man cometh or comes unto the Father but by me.
若是不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
In other words, this means that there is no other way to come to the Father.
换一句话说，并没有什么其他的道路可以通到上帝那里。
John 5:26.
约翰五章二十六节。
As the Father has life in himself,
因为父怎样在自己有生命，
so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
就赐给他儿子也照样在自己有生命。
John 14:28.
约翰十四章二十八节说，
I go to the Father.
我到父那里去。
John 14:1-3.
在约翰十四章一到三节说，
Christ said, I will come again.
耶稣说我必再来。
And lastly in John 11:25.
最后在约翰十一章二十五节，
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣说复活在我，生命也在我。
In these words, we can see that Jesus himself believed that he was God's son.
在这些话里头，我们就可以发现耶稣自己深信他是上帝的儿子。
And that he existed in heaven before his advent to this earth.
并且在他降临这世界以前，他就已经存在于天上。
Christ recognized that he had been sent to earth.
基督明白他是被差遣到地上来。
To bring life to mankind.
为的是要把生命带给人类。
His mission was to reveal the character of the everlasting God.
他的任务就是要显示这位永生上帝的品格。
And to open a way back to fellowship with him.
并且开辟一条能够恢复与上帝交往的大道。
The Jewish leaders rejected Christ's claims.
犹太人的领袖们拒绝了基督的声明。
They accused him of being possessed of the devil.
他们责难他说是是被鬼附着的。
And of blaspheming God.
也说他是亵渎上帝的。
Because he claimed to be the Son of God.
因为他自称是上帝的儿子。
The Jewish leaders set about to kill him.
所以犹太人的领袖就设谋要杀害他。
Or the Jewish leaders, they planned to kill him.
换句话说，犹太人的领袖就计划要杀他。
A goodly number of people,
有相当多的人
however, were deeply convicted of Christ's divinity.
却是深深地相信基督的神性。
They knew he was not an impostor.
他们知道他并不是假冒的人。
He did not look like one or act like one.
在他的外表，在他的行为方面也不像个骗子。
The better they became acquainted with him,
他们越加认识他,
the more convinced they were that Christ told the truth.
也就更相信基督所说的是实话。
Among those who believed,
在这些相信的人之中,
were Christ's disciples.
有基督的门徒。
One of these was Peter.
其中的一个就是彼得。
He had listened to Christ's words of wisdom.
他曾经听过基督智慧的言语。
He had seen Christ's compassion for the sick.
他也曾经看见基督怜悯那些患病的人。
He had been on the stormy sea with Jesus.
他也曾经在暴风雨的海上与耶稣在一起。
And had heard him say,
也听见他说,
Peace, be still.
住了吧,静了吧。
He had felt the wind cease,
他觉得风就止住了。
And watched the water become smooth,
看见水也平静。
He had seen Christ feed over 5,000 people.
他也曾经看见耶稣使五千人吃饱。
With 5 loaves of bread,
只是用 五个饼
and 2 small fish,
还有两条小鱼。
After this miracle,
在这次的神迹之后,
the people were ready to crown Jesus their king.
那些个百姓们呢，就想要拥护耶稣做他们的王。
But he refused the honor.
但是他拒绝了这种荣誉。
Peter saw the tide of popularity turn.
彼得也看见耶稣声望的高潮开始转变。
And many stopped following Jesus.
从高而转成低落，而许多人就离开了他。
When sorrowfully Jesus turned to his disciples,
当这位满心悲哀的耶稣转过身来向着他的门徒
and asked the question,
发出了这样的问题说
Will you also leave?
你们也要去吗?
Peter was quick to reply.
彼得很快就回答说
Lord, to whom shall we go?
主啊,我们还要跟从谁呢?
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
For you have the words of eternal life.And we believe,
我们已经信了,
and are sure that thou art the king of, art the Christ,
又知道你就是基督,
or you are the Christ, the son of the living God,
永生上帝的儿子。
John 6:68-69.
约翰六章六十八、六十九节。
Did Peter receive any remuneration?For this witness,
彼得有没有因为这样的见证而得到任何的报酬呢?
Read the word or the record of Peter's life.
叫研究彼得一生的记录。
This disciple was beaten.
这位使徒他是受了鞭打。
And imprisoned.
也受到监禁。
For preaching Christ.
因为他宣讲基督的缘故。
Finally,
到了最后
He was condemned to death
他被宣判死刑
By the Roman Emperor
是罗马皇帝所宣判的
And crucified with his head downward
而且被倒钉在十字架上
What a powerful witness.
这是多么有力的见证。
To the fact that Christ was the Son of God.
证明基督就是上帝的儿子。
Let us now look at the 13 vocabulary words.
请注意我们这一课的13个生字。
Beginning on page 28.
从第28页开始。
At the foot of the page, number 1.
在这一页的下面第一个。
Descendant.
子孙或是后裔。
Descendant. 2. Repeatedly.
再三的。
Repeatedly. 3. Divinity.
神性。
Divinity. Foot of page 30, number 9. Rejected.
拒绝。
Rejected.
拒绝。
10. Blaspheming.
亵渎
blaspheming
亵渎
11 imposter
第十一是骗子
imposter
骗子
12 popularity
声望
popularitySorry, I have the pages twisted here. Let's go to page 29.
刚才这个翻的页有一点错误，现在请各位再看第29页。
4 to 8, number 4. Resurrection.
第四是复活。
Resurrection. 5. Existed.
存在。
Existed.6. Advent
降临来临
Advent 7. Recognized
承认
Recognized 8. Fellowship
友谊
Fellowship.We have just pronounced the words on page 30. Now we will go to page 31.
刚才第30页的生字已经念过了，所以现在我们念31页。
There's just one left here, 13th, and that is remuneration.
这一页只有一个生字，报酬。
Remuneration. All right, let's read the lesson over together.
现在我们再把这课文再用英文再念一遍。
The Pharisees were a sect among the ancient Jews who held strictly to the traditions and ceremonies of the elders. The common people esteemed them highly for their apparent piety and for their knowledge of the scriptures. Once Christ asked the Pharisees a question, which is recorded in Matthew 22:42, What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?They say unto him, the son of David. It is true that Jesus Christ was the descendant of the ancient Jewish king David. Christ's father was Joseph. In Luke 2:4, we are told that Joseph was of the house and family of David. Christ repeatedly referred to himself as the son of man. But Christ was more than the son of man.He was the Son of God. And it was this answer which he had hoped to receive from his listeners. In no uncertain words, Christ claimed divinity. Notice the following words he spoke. I am the Son of God. Before Abraham was, I am. Abraham lived in B.C. 1800.I am the living bread which came down from heaven. I and my Father are one. The Father is in me, and I in him.
He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. As the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. I go to the Father. I will come again. I am the resurrection and the life. In these words, we can see that Jesus himself believed that he was God's Son, and that he existed in heaven before his advent to this earth. Christ recognized that he had been sent to earth to bring life to mankind. His mission was to reveal the character of the everlasting God and to open a way back to fellowship with him. The Jewish leaders rejected Christ's claims. They accused him of being possessed of the devil and of blaspheming God because he claimed to be the Son of God. The Jewish leaders set about to kill him. A goodly number of people, however, were deeply convinced of Christ's divinity. They knew he was not an impostor. He did not look like one or act like one. The better they became acquainted with him, the more convinced they were that Christ told the truth. Among those who believed were Christ's disciples. One of these was Peter. He had listened to Christ's words of wisdom. He had seen Christ's compassion for the sick. He had been on the stormy sea with Jesus and had heard him say, "Peace, be still." He had felt the wind cease and watched the water become smooth. He had seen Christ feed over 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. After this miracle, the people were ready to crown Jesus their king, but he refused the honor. Peter saw the tide of popularity turn, and many stopped following Jesus. When sorrowfully Jesus turned to his disciples and asked the question, "Will you also leave?" Peter was quick to reply, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Did Peter receive any remuneration for this witness? Read the record of Peter's life. This apostle was beaten and imprisoned for preaching Christ. Finally, he was condemned to death by the Roman emperor and crucified with his head downward. What a powerful witness to the fact that Christ was the Son of God. I like very much to read about the disciple Peter.
我很喜欢念到关于门徒彼得的记载。
You remember that he was a poor, ignorant fisherman.
你还记得他本来是一个贫穷的无知的渔夫。
When he first began following Jesus, he was very proud.
当他开始跟从耶稣的时候，他心很骄傲。
In fact, at one time, he denied his Lord.
事实上，他也曾经否认了他的主。
But that experience made Peter very humble.
但是那个经验就使彼得非常的谦卑。
He recognized his own weaknesses.
他看清楚了自己的软弱。
And after Peter was genuinely converted, he became a powerful witness for Jesus Christ.
到彼得真正的悔改了之后，他就成为耶稣基督一位大有能力的传道士。
My friend, if Christ was able to change Peter's heart,
我的朋友，如果耶稣基督能够改变彼得的心，
he can change your heart and my heart.
当然，他也能够改变你我的心。
In the next broadcast, we will learn more about Christ, the Son of God.
在下一次播音的时候，我们要更多研究关于耶稣基督是上帝的儿子的事情。
现在这一小时的这半小时的时间快过去了，我们希望大家下一次再收听，各位下一次再会。